KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The school year has yet to begin in the Northwest Alaska community of Kivalina because August storms left the school and teacher housing without clean water. School should have started 2 weeks ago, but storms fed a river that serves as the water source for the school and Washateria, bringing the water to its highest levels on record. Torrents sank pipes that feed the local water plant, and the river's sediment thickened. School Superintendent Norman Eck canceled classes and hopes to see the school open by October 1st. Meanwhile, emergency crews plan to begin repair work this week using replacement pipes provided by the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. Cleanup at the Red Devil Mine site is getting special attention from the state's administration. Attorney General Mike Garrity, under the direction of the governor, is requesting that the old Mercury mine site be put on the national priorities list. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports the Red Devil Mine opened in 1933 and over nearly four decades extracted more than 2.5 million pounds of mercury. The mine is located on a small tributary of the Middle Kuskokwim near the village of Red Devil. In a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency, Garrity wrote that the BLM, quote, has been unwilling to consider state comments and recommendations. He further wrote that the BLM has not fulfilled its responsibility to properly assess and mitigate impacts from the mine site. Garrity states that putting the Red Devil Mine on the national priorities list will provide consistent funding and will ensure that the state's concerns are factored into cleanup efforts. Jennifer Roberts is the Federal Facilities Program Manager for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
BLM has had some mixed cleanups through time, never really done a complete investigation.
She says the state's concerns go back nearly 10 years. In 2006, the state asked for a two-party agreement so they could be more involved in the process, which they found to be unsatisfactory, but the BLM denied it, according to Roberts.
Apparently there are some internal issues between BLM, Department of Interior, and EPA at the headquarters level that, for lack of better terminology, they seem to have some policy differences.
She says those differences have delayed the cleanup project, and according to Roberts, BLM did a partial removal of contaminated soil and built a waste disposal area. But the state did not agree with how it was done and where it was placed.
What we were concerned about was that they didn't go far enough.
Roberts says there's still mercury in the subsurface soil.
We have no idea really how those will move through and where those might end up. And our concern, of course, is always if it would get into the Red Devil Creek or into the Kuskokwim River.
Fish in the creek are contaminated. The BLM has found contamination in the Red Devil Creek and sediment in the Kuskokwim near the mouth of the creek. The state has issued a warning to residents not to collect subsistence foods near the mine. This warning followed a more general one for pregnant women and young children who are cautioned against eating large amounts of large pike and lush fish, predators that can accumulate mercury over many years. The Kuskokwim watershed is within a highly mineralized area known as the Mercury Belt and has naturally occurring mercury and arsenic. Alaska State Troopers say a 61-year-old man died yesterday when his all-terrain vehicle crashed in the Matanuska-Susitna borough. William Beatty was killed. Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says the crash occurred near Mile 100 Glen Highway. Beatty was found near Hicks Creek, about 1.8 miles from a trailhead. Peters says emergency responders first had to drive to the trailhead and then take ATVs to the crash site. And migratory shorebirds in the Arctic have been gearing up over the last month for the long migration south. There's no telling how many will take to the air from Alaska, but one scientist will have a chance to find out starting next year. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports University of Alaska Anchorage Assistant Professor Audrey Taylor studies shorebirds and their migration patterns to and from Alaska. She says there's a long list of shorebirds that fly north to the state's Arctic coastal lagoons and spend most of the summer feeding along the Bering Sea coast.
Mostly western sandpipers, semi-palmated sandpipers, Dunlin. I work on black turnstones, and so there's some of those up there. So there'd be bar-tailed godwits. There would be long-billed dowitchers, redneck phalaropes, and some red phalaropes.
Despite the long list, Taylor says no one really knows how many shorebirds will head south this fall. She's received a grant through the National Park Service to do survey work on coastal lagoons.
To try to figure out, you know, what are, relatively speaking, are we talking about thousands of birds, millions of birds? What's the scope? So it could be anywhere from several hundred thousand to several million. It's really difficult to tell.
Some birds, like the bar-tailed godwit, fly nonstop over open water as far south as Australia and New Zealand. But before they take flight, they load up on as much fat and protein as they can in the coastal lagoons, which are sheltered areas with very little wave action. That's why Taylor is concerned about oil and gas development in the region.
Where if there were some kind of contaminant spill or oil spill, I would expect that oil would also come into those areas and potentially get kind of stuck. And there have been some studies looking at how birds distinguish oiled water versus non-oiled water. And adult birds seem to be okay about deciding when something's too contaminated to feed or land in. But the juvenile birds, they have more trouble telling whether something is clean water or not.
Aerial surveys and species composition work on the ground will start next summer. Taylor says the work will create better baseline data to track both reproductive and survival rates as birds fly south to and from the state. The price of gold in New York is up $1.30 an ounce to $1,694.90. An ounce of silver is up 13 cents to $32.33, and a pound of zinc at 83 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome at 9 o'clock and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:49. It's unofficially 44 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.